我们来到你面前，求你给我们像玛利亚那样的一个态度。主啊，能够坐在你的脚前领受那上好的福分。主啊，每一次你向我们发出什么样的话，带出什么样的挑战，让我们都愿意常常在你面前反复思想。主啊，我们不愿意随随便便囫囵吞枣。主啊，让我们分辨哪一些是你要我们领受，哪一些是你要我们过滤。主啊，因为我们知道人在台上说话不是都讲神的话，但是让我们学会怎么样领受你的心意，领受和你自己启示原则的一些话。主啊，让我们在你面前不掺杂任何的传统，掺杂任何的文化，掺杂任何人间的一些一些遗传。主啊，让我们真是单纯的来到你面前听你自己的声音，给我们这样的操练，给我们这一辈子这一方面的操练。主啊，求主你施恩听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。昨天到现在我们讨论到基督徒生活的问题。
Yesterday we talk about Christian living.
昨天我们提了几个很重要的一些装备或者一些基本的观念。
Yesterday we talked about a few very important concepts.
简单的复习一下。第一个，我们知道基督徒生活的依归完全是根据圣经。
Briefly we'll review it. Number one, the basis of Christian living is on the Bible.
我在主面前有一个很深很深的负担，我觉得今天中国的基督徒读圣经读得不够。
Before the Lord, I have a very heavy burden, and I feel that the Chinese Christians are not reading the Bible enough.
我们不管从台湾、香港或者是东南亚任何一个地方来，我普遍的发现一些比较热心的教会出来的基督徒都喜欢培灵会，过于规规矩矩的读圣经。
Whether you're from Taiwan, Hong Kong, or Southeast Asia, I have found out that most Christians like revival meetings over Bible study meetings.
前几年在台湾，有一次的查经培灵会在台北。
Several years ago in Taipei, there was a Bible study revival meeting.
请了我们在中国教会可以说是数一数二的传道人来讲道。
We invited probably the number one or the number two ministers in the Chinese churches.
一位呢是在纽约的。我一下忘记他的名字，是牺牲牧师。
One is Reverend Shi in New York.
那么另外一位呢是滕进辉 Philip Tang.
The other one is Reverend Philip Tang from Hong Kong.
那么当然呢，从这个大家对他们认识的知名度来讲，他们觉得滕牧师比史牧师好像大家认识的多。
Of course, most people probably are more familiar with Reverend Tang over Reverend Shi.
所以呢，他们把晚上的培灵聚会请滕牧师讲，然后白天早上呢请史牺牲牧师讲。
So they asked Reverend Shi to speak in the morning and Reverend Tang to speak in the evening.
如果各位听过这两个牧师讲道的话，你们知道他们两个的讲道方式完全不一样。
If you have heard these two people, you'll know that they speak completely differently.
滕牧师讲道非常非常的学者的风度。
Reverend Tang speaks in a scholarly manner.
那么史其生呢是圣经家的那样的风度。
Reverend Shi speaks in a revival evangelist type of manner.
但是他们还是把滕牧师放在晚上，把史牧师放在上午。
So they have Reverend Shi in the morning and Reverend Tang in the evening.
非常奇怪的，晚上人越来越少，早上的人越来越多。
It was very odd because in the evenings there were fewer and fewer people. In the mornings there were more and more people.
那么那一次我参加那个聚会，我就发现中国教会有一个很大的危机。
And I found out that it seems like there's something that's quite dangerous in the Chinese churches.
我们中国的基督徒很喜欢奋兴会。
The Chinese Christians like revival meetings.
因为奋兴会可以带来很大的兴奋。
Because Because the revival meeting can bring a lot of excitement to us.
但是我们知道兴奋过了以后就要等第二次的奋兴再来兴奋一次。
But after the excitement wears out, we have to wait for the next revival meeting to excite us again.
所以我们发现很多的基督徒需要打强心针。
So we find out a lot of Christians, they need a shot, to excite us.
感谢主我们这三天在这里打了很好的强心针。
Thank the Lord for the past 3 days we have had those kind of shots.
有人现在下山有的人明天下山、哦、重新得力。
Some are leaving today, some are leaving tomorrow. It seems like we regain our strength.
常常好景不长大概过了一两个月要等冬令会再来。
Seems like many times this type of things don't last too long and we have to wait for the winter conference.
我不是说奋兴会培灵会不重要但是今天很多的基督徒单单靠奋兴会来养活他的灵性。
I'm not saying that the revival meetings are not important, but so many people today are just completely relying on the revival meetings for their spiritual growth.
圣经里面告诉我们说要长大成人。
The Bible tells us that we ought to grow up to maturity.
因为长大以后就会分辨好歹。
Because after we grow up, we are able to tell what is good and what is bad.
所以一个还没有长大的孩子，你一个棒棒糖就可以把他带到任何地方去。
A little child who you can give him a lollipop and you can take him anywhere you want.
一个长大的今天不会说，哎 ，Peter， 这里个 lollipop， 你跟我走，我想不会的。
But you probably understand the meaning.
所以圣经里面用一个很重要的比方来比喻一个成熟的基督徒跟不成熟的基督徒。
So the Bible uses an analogy to compare a mature Christian and an immature Christian.
成熟的基督徒会吃灵粮，不成熟的基督徒吃灵奶。
A mature Christian knows how to take the spiritual food. The baby Christian only knows how to have the spiritual milk.
什么是灵粮？什么是灵奶
？What is spiritual food and what is spiritual milk？
很简单
，very easy。
今天如果讲台上讲破碎自己，哇，这是灵粮，很深的道理。
And today from the podium, from the pulpit, we talk about how to break yourself. This is definitely spiritual food.
嗯，你们要信耶稣，信耶稣上天堂，信耶稣得重生，信耶稣从而能够得救，那就是灵奶，这是。基本的信仰的 ABC
if I say that you have to believe in Jesus Christ you'll have eternal life you'll be able to go to heaven this is the ABCs of the spiritual realm
所以说这是灵奶
so we say this is spiritual milk
对不对这样分辨对不对
whether this is true or not
我这些年来一直觉得这种看法不只是错而且是大错特错而且很害一些基督徒
The past few years I have felt that not only that this is not right, in fact it is very wrong.
什么是灵粮？什么是灵奶？
What is spiritual food and what is spiritual milk?
这是我自己的解释。
This is my own explanation.
因为我们看什么叫奶呢？
What is milk?
我们知道奶就是说一个母亲自己吃了食物以后经过消化之后供应出来给她的孩子吃的那叫奶。
A mother after she eats, digested,and produces milk to supply the need of nutrition for the child, and that is called milk.
哎，这个孩子要断奶了，就是说他不吃母奶，他开始可以自己吃一点东西，这叫粮。
When we say that this baby is old enough not to take any more milk, but to take table food, this is the food that we're talking about.
你如果一直到现在你的灵性还靠着别人讲道来使你维持灵命的话，不管讲得多深，还是灵奶。
If you are still relying on the sermon, on the messages that other people give you, whether it's hard or simple, it is still milk.
你今天自己打开圣经，不管速读，不管精读，不管笔读，不管参读，你读了圣经，你领受到很浅很浅的道理，灵粮。
Today when you study the Bible yourself, whether it's speed reading, or whether it's detailed reading, whether it's comparison reading, or whether it's by reference, concordance type of reading, that is food, a spiritual food that we're talking about.
你看多好，腹唱腹水。
This was left there by Mrs. Lee. And so the wife sings and the husband echoes. When you're studying the Bible yourself, and when you come upon some light and you're understanding, whether no matter how simple it is, you enjoy that food because you have digested it yourself.
最近一年有一本书影响我很深，名字叫《Call to Discipleship》。
In the last year, there's a book that influenced me quite a lot, and that the name is Call to Discipleship.
那么这本书有翻译，叫做《长大成熟》。
And this book has been translated into Chinese.
是讲一个阿根廷的一个牧师的见证。
It is a testimony of a minister in Argentina.
他的名字叫 Carlos Ortiz.
His name is Carlos Ortiz.
我在74年在瑞士开会的时候见过这个弟兄。
In 1974, when I was in a Luzon meeting, I met this man.
我没有讲 Luzon, yes, Luzon. 是在 Luzon. 那么感谢主，他很知道我心里面没有说出来的话。这个在那本书里面他讲了两件很有意思的事情。
In that book, he talks about two things that are very interesting.
他去接这个教会的时候，刚刚那个教会不过，一百二十几个人聚会。
When he came to take over this church, that church only had about 120 people at the worship.
他非常非常努力的做工，两年以后，这个教会变成六百人。
He worked very hard. 2 years later, this church grew to 600 people.
有一天，他突然之间好像觉得神向他说话。
One day, all of a sudden, he felt that God was speaking to him.
但好像今天神这样告诉他。
It was like God was talking to him.
你以为这个教会涨了三倍吗？
You feel that the church has grown three times?
他说我他听见神说，我不觉得这个教会长大了。
He heard that God was saying that I don't feel that this church has grown at all.
那他说，那我这个教会怎么样呢？
What do you think that?Has happened to this church.
神说这个教会不是长大，是长胖。
God said that this church has not grown up; it has grown fatter, heavier.
因为两年前一百多个没有爱心的基督徒，现在过了两年以后多了，变成六百个没有爱心的基督徒，这不叫长大，这叫长胖。
Because before it was 120 people who did not love the Lord. Now there are 600 people who do not love the Lord.
他说你这个教会根本不是个教会。
Your church is not a church.
是个孤儿院。
It's an orphanage.
说你不过是孤儿院的院长。
And you are merely the director of the orphanage.
每个礼拜天带一个大奶瓶。
And every Sunday you will take a big milk bottle.
然后呢，这六百人坐在下面嗷嗷待哺。
And the 600 people just sit down there and wait to be fed.
然后开始讲道的时候说，先把张开来。
And when you preach, you say, open your mouth.
然后把奶瓶就塞到弟兄姊妹的嘴里面。
And then you just pour this milk bottle to the congregation.
那么喂饱了 ，See you next week.
See you next week.
所以他在神的面前听到了这两句挑战，给他一个很大很大的一个影响。
So he heard these two challenges. It had a great influence on him.
所以我在这里就是强调说，我希望弟兄姊妹独立的接着主的话来亲近神。
So here I want to encourage you to independently, by studying the word, to get closer to God.
你如果不能把你的信仰、把你的生活、把你的侍奉的基础建立在圣经上面，有一天一个新鲜的东西来的时候，很容易就把你带得团团转。
If you are not able to base your living your faith on the Bible, then one day when something of a novelty nature comes around, you will be all confused.
所以我特别强调基督徒的生活的依归是圣经的启示。
Therefore I emphasize that the basis of Christian living is the revelation of the Bible.
那第二，我们在生活上面要学习主耶稣的样子。
Secondly, in our daily living, we should use Jesus Christ as an example.
就好像那本书那本 In His Step 那本书上所说的。
Just like what is described in the book In His Step.
你在碰到任何一件事情的时候，你要先想一想，如果主耶稣在我这个立场，他会怎么做？
No matter what you confront, you ought to think that if Jesus were in my position, what would he do?
每一年到三四月的时候，我相信在美国的中国人，在美国的任何一个人在开始算这些税的时候，我们非常需要有这样的一个操练。如果主耶稣他也跟我一起在我家里面算税，他会怎么个算法？
Every year during the time March and April, I feel everyone in this country probably is placed to this trial, and that is, what would Jesus do if he were me when I'm preparing this tax return?
今年许许多多的基督徒真是把他教堂里面的那个听到的一些原则和教堂外面的生活完全给脱节了。
Today there are so many Christians that have disintegrated what they learned from the church, and their daily living.
从香港来的弟兄姊妹，知道突破杂志有一个苏恩佩姊妹。
The brothers and sisters from Hong Kong know about the editor of Breakthrough magazine, Josephine So.
那么苏恩佩姊妹有一次在台湾讲到，我记得她在黑板写了一个很长很长的英文字。
Josephine saw one time when she was preaching in Taiwan, she wrote a long English word on the board.
那个字是 compartmentalization.
That word was compartmentalization.
那么我们知道今天这个工业社会是非常看重这个分工合作，啊，把每一个工作分得非常的细。
You know the industrial world of today.Places a lot of emphasis on compartmentalization.
我发现今天这个 compartmentalized 这样的一个精神已经影响到教会里面。
I found out it seems that this type of philosophy has influenced the church.
我们的生活也被 compartmentalized.
And our daily living has also been compartmentalized.
我在教会里面是一个样子，我在外面是另外一个样子。
When I'm in the church, I'm one person.When I'm outside the church, I'm a different person.
我在教会里面是受 一套的行事为人的原则所支配，但是我在外面是另外一套的行事为人的原则所支配。
When I'm in the church, I'm governed by a set of principles. When I'm outside the church, I'm governed by a different set.
这种的 inconsistency 就是主耶稣当年非常严格责备的那些法利赛人。
This type of inconsistency was the kind of problem that Jesus was scolding the Pharisee for.
所以我们真是应该接受这样一个挑战。我在任何地方，我要想，如果主耶稣在我的情形之下，他会怎么做？然后我照着他做的，我去做。
So we should receive this kind of challenge, and that is, if Jesus were in my position, how would he do it? And I would do the same way that he would do it.
那个教会带了一个很大的复兴，就是那个教会，那本书上说的那个教会。
And the church that is talked about in the book, in his steps, had a great revival.
我希望我们到这里来，既然以 in his step 作为我们这次大会的主题，我希望我们下去以后就是 step by step 照着主的脚中行。
I feel that since we have come to this conference with the theme in his steps, I pray that every one of us, after we leave here, that we will step by step follow the steps of Christ.
在台湾大学毕业以后要去服兵役。
In Taiwan, after one graduates, he serves in the army.
我是1961年到小金门去当了一年的兵。
In 1961, I served my obligation.
那么去以前，哎呀，许多的人危言耸听，告诉我，哎呀，小金门怎么可怕，这个水鬼怎么厉害呀。不是鬼 ,OK, 确实是说他们对面的蛙人是何等的厉害啊，这个地上这个地雷你要何等小心啊，等等等等。
So many people told me that how careful I ought to be because there were so many mines and the enemies were so fearful, I have to be very careful.
特别是那些埋地雷的区，哎呀，你真是要小心啊，他们说的真的很可怕，说你如果走在海边，如果一个海风一吹，不小心吹到里面去，砰，你就粉身碎骨。
When they talked about the mines on the beaches, they told me that I had to be very careful, otherwise I might step on one and it will explode.
我们知道在打仗的时候，如果你要经过一个雷区，有一个非常好的方法，就是 in his step.
We know during wartime, if we were to go through or go past a mine area, the best way to do it is in his steps.
那个 his 是谁呢？就是那个走过这个雷地雷区的那个人，他所走过的脚中，我们跟着他走，我们是最安全的。
The pronoun his refers to the person who has already passed this area. So if we follow his steps, it's the safest.
所以我们今天真的照着主耶稣的榜样，我们不只是能够在消极上安全，在积极上我们能够容神一人。
So if we pattern after Christ's example, so passively, we are able to, this is a safe way to do it, and actively, this will bring glory to God and also benefits to man.
那么第三，我们要有平衡的基督徒生活。
Thirdly, we have to have a balance, of Christian life.
我再说一次，请你原谅我。我觉得这个平衡不是妥协，我们必须要把这个事情弄清楚。
Pardon me for saying this again, but balance does not mean compromising. We have to be clear.
所以昨天我们提到三样事情的平衡，要有生命的基础，要有生活和服事的表现。
Yesterday we talked about the three areas, and that is we have to have the foundation of life, we have to have the manifestation of living and service.
那么因为时间的关系，我再快一点讲。第四个，我们要建立正确的基督徒的世界观。
Fourthly, we have to build the correct world concept.
换句话说，这个世界观是从正确的价值观而来的。
In other words, this world concept is based on the correct value system that we have.
我有一点害怕，今天很多的基督徒没有建立一个圣经的价值观。
I'm afraid that some Christians today do not have a biblical value system.
我希望你不要再逃避来做这样的一个决定，你要建立一个正确的价值观。
I hope that you will not continue to avoid this issue, but to establish a correct value system.
最近我想到一件事情，心里面有很重的感觉。
Recently, I think about something and I have a heavy burden.
有一次我在想，我说，我们看那些和尚尼姑很可怜。
One day I was thinking that when we look at a monk or a nun, we feel that they are very pitiful.
我们说，你看这些人，他们为了他们以为的理想，他们做出家人，他们放弃了所有的享受，他们一辈子就在深山里面度他们余下的光阴和日子。
I say that these people, they, for a set of ideals that they have in their mind, they give up everything in this world and lead an isolated life.
有一天他们突然恍然到发现他们这个投资是一个很大的失败。
One day they come to the realization that that investment of their lives was a big sacrifice.
那我讲到很不喜欢批评人。
When I preach, I do not like to criticize.
我讲到我也很不喜欢批评别的宗教。
I do not like to criticize other religions.
我刚才讲和尚尼姑是使我想到我自己。
When I was talking about monks and nuns, I was thinking about myself.
是，我常常觉得和尚尼姑很可怜。那么我当我想到这件事情的时候，我想到我自己。我大学毕业以后，被人看为傻瓜一样就做了这一个传道人。到底这一辈子的这一个投资，是不是一个真实有价值的东西？
I was thinking of myself because after college.I went into seminary for training and become a preacher all my life. Is this something that is valuable?
多少年来，很多长辈、很多朋友拍拍我，哎呀，李修贤，你真了不起！你看，放下这个，放下那个来做传道。我知道他说这个话，他是可怜我，他不是夸奖我。
So many times, so many of the elder people, they pat me on the shoulder and said, "That's great that you are doing this," but I know that they are saying this out of pity. That really praising me.
被人可怜还没有关系，如果有一天你自己可怜你自己，你就会发现这是一个最可怜的事情。
Not bad to be pitied by other people, but one day when you pity yourself, then it's really bad.
也许做传道对各位来讲不是很实际的一个应用。
Maybe when I talk about preacher, you cannot see that as a very practical application.
我不晓得做基督徒会不会也有这种痛苦。
I don't know.What do you think when we talk about being a Christian? Do you think that kind of suffering also is involved?
你做基督徒做了相当一段时间，你突然想到你没有一个正确的价值观的时候，你会发现你做基督徒做得很可怜。
After you have become a Christian for some time, and if you do not have a correct value system, you will feel that you are a very miserable Christian.
其实我们已经习惯了别人可怜我们啊，你是基督徒，很好啊，怎么样？我们知道他们的语气是什么。
actually, we're quite accustomed to this already. When people find out that we are Christians, they'll say, oh, wow, you are Christian.
他们说，你看现在科学昌明时代，你还有那么坚强的信心，了不起，了不起。你知道他的意思是什么？
Maybe they'll say that the science is already so advanced, and yet you still have this great faith, well, you're really something.
我要特别强调的，别人可怜你还不是最可怜的事情，等到有一天你自己可怜自己是最可怜的事情。
I want to emphasize that when other people pity you, it is not that bad, but when you one day pity yourself, that is really bad.
你发现很多基督徒很惨，他掉在半空中。
You'll find that many Christians are really pitiful because they're suspended in the air.
他看着那些还没有信主的人。
They look at the non-Christians, non-believers.
他们要做什么，他们就做什么。
They can do whatever they want.
他们不喜欢这个婚姻，他们就破裂，他们就可以牺牲这个婚姻。
They do not like this marriage, they can just give it up.
他们结婚了半辈子了，他们突然看见另外一个比这个半辈子跟他在一起的这一个人还好，所以他就很自由的就放了这个，就去要那个。
They've gotten married for half of their life, but they see someone else who is better than their present partner, they will give up this one and have another one.
你是个基督徒，你又不敢这样乱来，对不对？
As a Christian, you do not dare to do that.
所以你看他们，有的时候我们偷偷的羡慕非基督徒。
So when we look at these non-believers,Secretly, we envy them.
比如说我在讲到我的太太的哥哥有一个 comment.
Sometime when I was preaching, my brother-in-law, older brother of my wife, had a comment.
他说这个人讲到啊，都是自己经验过的才讲出来。
He's always relating his own experience.
我告诉你，我承认这句话。
Let me tell you, I admit this.
我曾经有一段时间偷偷的羡慕非基督徒。
There was a period of time that I secretly envied the non-Christians.
我看他们好过瘾。
I look at them, I feel that they really got amazed.
然后我们看上面一批人。
Then we look at the people above.
我们看一些爱主的基督徒。
We see some.Christians that really love the Lord.
哎呦，我们看见他们真是为主的缘故抛头颅，是洒热血。
We find out that these people they love the Lord so much that they are willing to die for it.
我们就发现我们高攀不上。
We feel that we cannot reach that status.
你知道我们在教会里面就产生一种属灵的自卑感。
Then a spiritual inferiority complex is developed.
你看，今天很多基督徒就是悬在半空中的基督徒。
And many Christians today that are suspended right in the mid-air.
所以你会自怜，这是一个很说得过去的合理的事情。
So that's why you are able to self-pity yourself and self-justify many things.
为什么会这样？在我看是没有一个正确的属灵的价值观，你对你的信仰没有建立一个完全的把握。
I believe the reason is you do not have a correct value system, you do not have assurance for your faith.
你的信仰还是建立在那个道听途说、人云亦云的那样的基础上面。
Your belief is still based on second-hand information.
你知道你这个拖得越久越难办。
You know, the longer you drag this matter, the harder it becomes.
等你拖到有一天你做了查经班的主席就更难办。
One day when you become the leader of the Bible study group, it becomes really hard for you.
因为那个时候你要认罪、要改变、要回头，这是一个实在很难的事情。
Because at that time when you have to confess your sin, have to repent, it is very difficult.
所以在我们趁着，哇，现在也许已经很晚了，不过总比明天还早一点。
But maybe now it's already late.But it's still earlier than tomorrow.
所以任何时候我们听见神向我们发出这样的呼吁的时候，你那个时候好好的建立你的信仰的价值体系，我觉得是必要的，是应该的。
So whenever we hear God's call, I feel that is the time that you ought to establish the value system for your faith.
你有了清楚的价值观，你才有一个正确的属灵观。
After you have a correct value system, then you have a correct.Spiritual concept.
你有了清楚的属灵观，你就不会再被人牵着鼻子东南西北乱走。
After you have your own correct spiritual concept, then you will not be led by other people.
这是昨天提的，今天又啰嗦了半天。
This is what we talked about yesterday, and I'm just revealing it now.
接下来我想跟大家提一下几个实际的建议。
I have some very practical suggestions.
但是对，当然对个人来讲很简单，我觉得我们一个基督徒应该跟几方面应该有几个不同的态度。
As far as for an individual, I feel as a Christian, we ought to have different attitudes for different things.
第一个，我们对神应该有一个敏感顺服的态度。
First of all, toward God, we ought to be very sensitive and also obedient.
有一本书叫《顺服的学校》。
One book is by the name of Sensitivity School, or School of Sensitivity.
School of Obedience. School of Obedience. 那么这本书呢，就给我们看见一个基督徒